The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and today I want to address the misconceptions people have about self-love. But before I get into that, I want to say thank you for making it to the second episode. I really appreciate it. If you haven't heard the first episode, please do listen to it. It'll just provide better context. But besides that, thank you so much for coming along with me on my journey to explaining and learning about self-love. All right. So, addressing the misconceptions people have about self-love. Firstly, I'd like to address the importance of talking about this topic. The reason why it's so important to explain these misconceptions people have about self-love is because a lot of the natural assumptions people have about self-love often lead to poor practice, and which results in a sense of self-hatred for yourself. I do want to talk about the kinds of assumptions people have or people make about self-love. Some of the natural assumptions are that in the name of self-love, you can do anything you want for yourself, regardless of whether or not it's good or bad for you. So some examples of this could be like, I'm going to eat as much as I can, and maybe not necessarily good food either, it's like unhealthy food. I'm gonna eat as much as I want it because I feel good in the moment. Like, that will make me happy. But in the end, it doesn't work out that way. Another example is drinking too much. So like, if you're over the age of 21, of course, people drink a lot in order to feel good in the moment. And to them, that's self-love because it's making themselves feel good. But it's not sustainable. It doesn't last in the long run. For some people, it's overexerting yourself through exercise or work. And just like with the rest that I've already mentioned, it's temporary and it's not good for you. People think that it's good for you to do that, or you may think that it's good for you to do this to yourself, but in reality, it's not good for you. But the reason why people keep doing this is in the name of self-love. Self-love justifies their actions and behaviors toward themselves. Another two examples of this is wasting money. I personally struggle from this part of self-love, is wasting my money. But for a lot of people, me and other people around me, gain happiness through spending our money on things that we want over things that we need. And like I said, it's temporary. It feels good in the moment that you spend it, but when you look at it in the long run, it's just, you end up feeling a lot of regret and shame for what you just spent your money on. And for hurting others, some people take, they really love to hurt people, and they hurt people in the name of self-love or in the name of love in general, which is not okay at all. Some of the other natural assumptions people have about self-love is self-love can only be achieved through beauty, money, others' affirmations, and exercise. And self-love is definitely not achieved through those things. It's about acknowledgement and respect for yourself and your own affirmations towards yourself. It's not supposed to incorporate the way people view you from the outside, but rather how you view yourself. So basically, self-love is not centered around other people and their perceptions of you, but rather your own perception of yourself. And some people feel like in order to get myself to love myself is to change my appearance. Or, yeah, to change my appearance, really. And that is not the case. Self-love is about accepting who you are as a person, including your appearance, and enforcing the idea that you don't need to change yourself in order to love yourself, and you don't need to change yourself in order for other people to love you in regards to your appearance. I also suffered from this specific natural assumption of self-love, which is self-love is really just yoga, meditation, and for some people, being selfish. And it's not that. Self-love is not that at all. Self-love can be yoga, it can be meditation, and it can be being selfish. But it's not just that, you know? Self-love is, it's the way self-love can be practiced is really just, it's just infinite, I feel like, because it's different for everyone. And for some people it might be yoga and meditation and being selfish, but for other people it's like, you know, going out on walks, it's looking yourself in the mirror, complimenting yourself, it's practicing gratitude, it's bullet journaling. It could be exercise. It could be just putting yourself first than other people, you know, and letting yourself do your hobbies and allowing yourself to express what you like and so on and so forth. So really, self-love is just, it's anything and everything you want it to be. It's not just yoga, meditation, and being selfish. And some people do think that self-love is narcissism. And I think that there is definitely a thick line that separates self-love from narcissism. Self-love is loving yourself and giving yourself positive affirmations to yourself, but not in a way that degrades other people. Not in a way that puts yourself up on a pedestal and steps on other people or bring other people down. That's what narcissism is. And often, people who practice self-love are often, I guess you could say, humble. Whereas with narcissism and narcissistic people, they are like, they are very arrogant, really. To put it simply, they're very arrogant about themselves and really just, they completely disregard others, don't have sympathy or empathy towards other people like people who practice self-love do. And that's what really separates them. It's upholding and degrading. So self-love and narcissism are just two complete opposites. And I think people really need to know that, because self-love is a good thing and we do not want that to be associated with something that's narcissistic. And really, just to wrap up everything I just said, it's important that people truly understand what it means to have self-love for themselves, to prevent the expansion of unhealthy self-love, and properly share knowledge of the different ways people can practice healthy self-love. So I want to bring in my own personal issues with the misconceptions and how it's affected me, to include you guys more and to have you guys resonate more with me. So, like I said earlier, in the past, I did believe in some of these misconceptions, and honestly, I low-key kind of still do, but some of these misconceptions that really influenced me and impacted my life was self-love meant that I could do whatever. And this includes eating a lot of junk food that's not good for me and calling it self-love because I would feel good eating it in the moment. Similarly, even despite having eaten so much, I refuse to exercise because exercise in the moment that I'm doing it doesn't feel good to me. And that's how this misconception really shaped my life entirely and led me to an unhealthy lifestyle or unhealthy way of living, really. And sometimes I still do this. I completely acknowledge my flaws in that area of self-love, and that's why I'm striving to improve it more. And another misconception that I believed is I thought self-love was solely about being beautiful. So in the past, I thought that it was like that, and I learned it the hard way that it isn't like that. Because I would try to change myself and the way I looked and my appearance by changing my lifestyle and eating habits so much that I really just didn't feel good in my own skin. I feel like you should be allowed to eat your favorite foods occasionally and do exercise in moderation, because everything is good in moderation. But I wouldn't do that. I would actually go on a fasting diet and exercise 7 days a week for 1 to 2 hours a day, and I didn't feel good. I didn't like that part of myself at the time, and I ended up hating myself. It looked nice when I weighed myself on the scale, but in reality I didn't feel good because I didn't allow myself to spoil myself, and I think that's really important. And yeah, self-love is not about changing yourself to be beautiful. It's about accepting the beauty that you already have. And that's on period. I also just thought that self-love was yoga and meditation. I really did think that. Like, for real, first thing that came up in my head when it came to self-love was yoga, meditation. Yoga, meditation. It's not that. It's so much more than that. For me, self-love is definitely practicing gratitude. I think that's so important. And I'm feeling that at the end of each episode, I'm gonna tell you guys what I'm grateful for. But that's a little bit of a tangent. But self-love is really flexible to who you are as a person. And it's flexible to your lifestyle. So that's why I really like self-love, and I encourage it to anyone who does not practice it or finds it hard to practice, because it really just changes your life completely. But back to it, self-love is flexible and can be more than just yoga and meditation. So for me, like I said, I practice self-love through gratitude. I also practice self-love through telling myself positive affirmations about myself. Like complimenting myself, really, like gassing myself up. And as much, it's embarrassing to say, but yes. It also means allowing myself to spoil myself occasionally. This means like buying something, like making a big purchase every once in a while. Like recently, I just spoiled myself by buying myself a new MacBook with the money that I had or saved up from working on the holidays. For me, it's also I'm really gonna think about this. I practice self-love by writing. I typically write on a doc about like how I'm feeling and why I'm feeling that way or how my day went. And that's the way I practice self-love, because I'm letting myself out on paper and I can really just be myself and put my raw emotions onto that document. And I feel like that helps me grow and kind of lets me take a look at my situation from a different perspective, even though it's my perspective. But somehow I just see it from a different angle. I also practice self-love by just giving myself time to rest, giving my brain time to rest. And when I'm driving, allowing myself to just separate myself from the world, if that makes sense. Like just letting my brain wander freely and not just having it restrained or held back because of things that are going on in my life. And that's how it's like for me. It's different for other people. Some people practice self-love by going to the spa, getting their nails done, doing positive affirmations, yoga, meditation, exercise. Some people also do it by writing, journaling, bullet journaling, art, and just practicing their hobbies. All of these can be considered self-love as long as you as an individual feel good doing them, and it's sustainable, it's long-lasting, and not just temporary. That's a really big key here, is temporary happiness versus sustainable and long-lasting happiness. With that being said, without addressing these issues, it only increases the likelihood of practicing self-hate, which is the opposite of what self-love and this podcast wants for you to do. And in order to correctly practice self-love, you must be able to let go of these self-love misconceptions and really take a look at what fits for you and do the research on, or listen to this podcast, on what self-love really means and how you really practice it and how it varies for each and every person. So to end this podcast, like I said earlier in the podcast, I want to end each podcast with practicing gratefulness, because that's a way of practicing self-love. So today, I am grateful for, Quizlet. That's what I'm grateful for today. It's really helping me study for my exam that's coming up. And I'm really grateful that I could just use the application to study for all my classes. It's really great. And I don't know where I would be without it. I also want to say that I'm thankful for my two jobs that I have. Without my two jobs, I wouldn't really be making it right now. I wouldn't be able to spoil myself with big purchases occasionally if I didn't have a job. So I really am so thankful for both Quizlet and my two jobs. So yeah, so you should definitely think about one or two things that you're grateful for today. And yeah, thank you again for listening to my podcast. It is so greatly appreciated. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.